100 word stories.
Hey, good morning. Hi there. Hello. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. And you've tuned into a special episode. Well, I mean, how special can it be? There's almost 600 of these weekly challenges. I post the topic, you come up with the story. You heard about it? Oh, good. Well, before I go out and get breakfast, I'm in Washington, D.C. for the week. There's a conference going on, which means, of course, going to see a Ricky Martin concert yesterday. Oh my God. Ah! So, the topic for the weekly challenge this week was circus, and we got a lot of stories in. You can go to the site to see who sent them in and check out their stuff, click and learn, and wowee! Oh man, I'm worn out. I can't drink coffee either, that's the worst part. I can drink decaf, but what's the point? So, let's take a trip with me through the magic of the weekly challenge topic circus. Here are the stories.
The Circus Has Come and Gone by John DeCleese. The great circus has come and now is gone. We were not as smart then. We didn't know that many humans were people. We treated elephants and slaves with equal parts cruelty and stupidity. We escaped the disease and war that wrecked our own lives by laughing and cheering at the risks and ruins of the colorfully clad lives before us. For a couple of hours a year, our lives could be rose-tinted, and it made us safe from our trouble and pain. For that, we truly loved our distracting great circus.
Good morning. It's Richard. Two topics, one story. No, two stories, one topic. Circus. And that's the name of my first story. This place is becoming a circus. The boss is useless, barking commands and cracking the whip, whilst the managers are a bunch of clowns running around in circles, falling over their feet and making a complete mess. As for me, I'm juggling priorities and jobs, trying not to drop the ball. I feel like I'm walking a tightrope. And no safety net. Screw up just once, and you'll find yourself in the lion's den. So, I'm looking for a new job. Either that, or I'll run away to the circus. Well, I reckon I'm qualified for it already. And my second story is called Autocorrected. You've got to watch autocorrect. A simple slip can cause all sorts of unexpected results. I put an advertisement in the local paper to try and recruit new students. It was remarkably successful, although the recruits weren't quite what I expected. I knew something was up when the first clowns started to arrive. Within a week, I had a motley collection of sword swallowers, trapeze artists, and lion tamers. And frankly, they weren't at all impressed with the program I'd arranged for them to follow. Next time, I'll proofread the ad. It was circuit training, you idiots, not circus. That's it. I'm done for another week. And so until the next one, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called 1957. When I was young, there was a program called Circus Boy. It starred Mickey Dolenz, who later shared lead vocals with Davy Jones, which is how we got David Bowie. in that TV chimera band The Monkees. Circus Boy was an orphan who took care of an elephant and had cool adventures. It pretty much inspired every boomer kid to long to run away and join the circus. Those were simpler times. A reboot of Circus Boy would take place in a post-Trumpian dystopia, sort of Mad Max meets the Ringling Brothers. Maybe they could get Dolans to play Joey. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hey, everyone. Leanna here. Here for challenge number 576, Circus. My story is called Admittance 1. Though she made the decision late in life, Sally's choice for a circus retirement seemed reasonable to her. It held the prospect of adventure and excitement. All she was leaving behind was a cat who barely tolerated her, a half-empty apartment, and a monotonous job. They let her in, but with no talent, Sally showed no promise and was given something to suit her strengths. Still alone, still secluded, she spent her days repeating her task, handing out tickets. The moral? It doesn't always pay to run away to the circus. Sometimes your escape is still just the mundane.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Roll up, and welcome to my circus of horrors. Dare to step inside and see sights to confound you. Observe mysteries beyond belief. Behold the bearded baby, the rat-tailed woman, and the three-headed maiden. Marvel at Cockroach Boy, gasp in horror at the Skinless Girl, and puzzle over Mr. Bacta Friend. And then, I invite you to step through the far curtain, beyond which lies a sterile room and a nurse with a hypodermic syringe. And it is there I shall work my very special brand of surgery upon you, my newest and most peculiar exhibit yet.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. I called it, surprise, surprise, what a circus. So here goes. Four men entered the carnival grounds and shot a few rounds left and right before robbing the cash register in the souvenir stand. Luckily, they didn't hurt anyone. Sophie, however, wasn't happy. She pulled on her father's hand, wide-eyed. The five-year-old pointed at the carousel, a big hole on the thigh of one of the horses. The father nodded. When the robbers were arrested, they were sick to their stomachs. Sophie's father, with the help of other bystanders, had tied them up to the colorful horses, heads down, and made them go a few rounds left and right. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of norvaljoe.com and of the YA Books podcast. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge, number 576, with a prompt of circus. And I hope you'll give me some longitude on this one, because I've got a sore on my tongue and it's making it kind of hard to talk. Anyway, here's my story. My girlfriend surprised me when she suddenly stormed out of the bedroom and shouted at me, "I can't take it here anymore. I'm leaving. Living with you is a circus." "I'm sorry, babe," I said to her, putting down my juggling balls. "I know I said the Brzezinski brothers would only be here a few days. I'll get rid of them and their dancing bear." "It's too late," she said, picking up our pet poodle. "And I'm taking the dog." Resigned, I gave her Fifi's pink tutu and said, "You better take this too. She won't perform without it." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Torah Brazino here with a story on the subject, circus. And this is pretty much something I saw one day, some years back, in Boulder, Colorado. On Pearl Street, I saw a juggler entertaining a crowd with 5 club back crosses. Cirque du Soleil were in town, so I asked, "Are you with Cirque?" "That's a story," he answered, starting Double Mills Mess. "This friend of mine joins the Cirque. 12 hours training every day, 3 performances every night. Lasted 18 months. Never juggled again." He began a 7-ball cascade. There's not many can do that. "Don't get me wrong, they're top class. Go see them. But I got freedom." He nudged his upturned hat toward the crowd. "Save me from having to work for the Cirque."
Welcome to May. Spring has sprung, the grass is riz, and here I is with a story for you. Let's ride! Clown Bus by Christopher Monroe. You can fit a dozen clowns into a mid-sized car. Car clowning, fitting clowns into a clown car, is a specific discipline in the clowning community, but one that's still taught, and still a crowd pleaser, even after all these years. I don't remember why we decided to see how many clowns would fit on our party bus. Drinks were involved, we were feeling boisterous after a lovely day at the circus, and it seemed like a good idea at the time. 319, in case you were wondering. 4 of whom still travel with us. Though they wound up trashing the bus. No regrets. And that wraps things up for another month, gang. Talk to you next week.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 576 on the topic of circus. My story is called, No One Goes to the Circus Anymore. The circus came to town. It was sold out. The children loved all the acts, from the trapeze artists to jugglers to clowns, but especially tigers and elephants performing tricks. PETA organized a boycott, saying it was cruel to cage tigers. The next year, the circus came again to town. It was well attended, even though the circus had sold the tigers. PETA boycotted again, complaining it was demeaning to make elephants perform tricks. The next year, the circus made its annual appearance. With no animal acts, kids didn't want to go. Attendance was poor. The circus came no longer. Children could only dream about the joy of seeing tigers and elephants. But to PETA, a child's joy meant nothing. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
No ordinary circus, but the yearly backyard circus for the kids' birthday. We invited Sparky the Clown and his wife, Nada. They specialized in sight gags, clever patter, live mice, snakes, and fire gags. The first casualty was the back fence, taken down to the corner posts with the first fire gag. The second casualty was Grandma, who fainted when she saw the boa take 2 live mice into its jaws in the first few minutes of the show. Sparky got a little drunk, sneaking drinks from his flask, and diddled the wife while she barbecued the fat, Polish sausages.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I like circuses. The ones with elephants, clowns, and lions and tigers. And motorcycles in a big round steel cage where they go round and round. Nowadays, a circus is a bunch of French Canadians bouncing on trampolines with laser shows. weird costumes and sets, or some stoned hippie sitting by the side of the road offering to take you on a trip through the circus of your mind. I tried it once, and when the acid kicked in, the trip was really cool. But I woke up robbed of everything but my underwear. Worst Groupon I've ever bought.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of circus. 100 words long. Huh? How long have we been doing this? Just forever, man. Let's keep forever going. Forever is going to start tonight. The next topic is thump. Okay? However, you can play with that any way you want. I know you're supposed to be enthusiastic and all that stuff, but I just need some more sleep. So thank you all for being a part of this, and sorry for the... Well, actually, compared to my usual audio and production quality, this isn't so bad. So, there. OneADayUntilTheDayIDie.com for more information and archives and inspiration and stuff. If you can find inspiration at that site, please point it out to me. All right, once again, I got to go get breakfast. Thank you all for being a part of this and suffering along with me. And as always, keep it brief.